Albert Einstein said, "Logic will get you from A to Z. Imagination will get you everywhere." Well, what does that even mean? What did he even mean by that? And over the years, I have truly come to experience and believe that everything that we need is within us. Meaning to say, the true wealth, the true wisdom is within us. And everything outside of us is just a reflection of what's inside. Basically, when we are faced with a problem in our life, and this has been my experience, we always try to think our way out of it. What do I mean? Well, all of us, or most of us, might I say, have been taught as a child that we gotta figure things out, meaning to say, use our logical brain, use our mind to really analyze whatever problem that we are faced with. And it's very rare that we actually bring in creativity. But if you go to see one of the brilliant minds like Einstein, they always relied on their creativity. In fact, some of the inventors and brilliant minds also had information come through dreams. But if today we talk about applying something which is a fragment of our imagination, or that something that we have acquired through a dream, well, most people are going to laugh at that. But here's the thing. Everything that we see around us today was once a fragment of someone's imagination. Am I correct? Everything, all the inventions. So, where are we going wrong? And why are we stuck in life? Why do we feel emotions like anxiety, emotions or perhaps even things like imposter syndrome? Or why do we worry? You know, it's simply because we are trying to find an answer in a box. Our logical mind, as I previously mentioned, is extremely limited. And we try to run about, we try to run through our problems through this mechanism, this machinery. And what is this logical mind? It's just simply also, if you want to call it, if you want to see it from a perspective of brainwave states, it's mostly beta brainwave state. And that's also, and when we are in that brainwave state, we are mostly tuned in with our ego mind, or our ego, which kind of has most of the programs that we have acquired over the years that are running in the background and pulling out from the limited information that we tend to remember or we have stored through what we have experienced in life. So as you see, like when you're walking on a street, we tend to experience a lot. We tend to, our mind is huge, it's vast, right? So it remembers everything. I mean, if you were to ask a person, when you were walking down the street the other day, do you remember all the faces that you saw, what they were wearing? Of course not. But doesn't mean that our mind as a whole doesn't remember that. It registers everything. Now, whether you might call that subconscious mind or deep subconscious mind or whatever you'd like to call it, it remembers and registers everything. But when we are tuned into our ego or logic mind, or when we are in the beta brainwave state, we only tend to recollect a small portion of information. So tell me one thing. Are we really going to get an answer or a way out if we are only tuned into that limited amount of information? Of course not. And so, speaking of the brain, or also our physical mind, it's more like an antenna. And just like an antenna, it receives information, various streams of information. And based on which brainwave state we are in, whether we are too focused on the outside, like when you're thinking hard, you're focused on the outside. But when you are relaxed, you may have experienced that when you're taking a shower or washing the dishes, you have some of the brilliant ideas coming to you. Or when perhaps when you've just woken up, or in the middle of the night when you wake up to drink water, for instance, you have like this brilliant, amazing idea. And that's why some of the leaders, and also I think one of the entrepreneurs that I interviewed recently on the podcast, mentioned to always keep a notebook, a small diary handy with a pen to note down any brilliant ideas that come. Why is that? Because these ideas and these amazing bits of information and guidance tend to come when we are not tuned outside of us, when we are tuned within us, which happens when we are not trying to engage too much with the outside world. Like when you're washing dishes, you're so bored that you're just tuned out. Or for example, when you're driving, it's something that or when we are reading, we're really relaxed, right? And of course, we are, when we are driving, we are engaged. We are also very much paying attention. But in a way, our head is in a way clear, because while driving, you cannot do a lot of thinking. So if you're too occupied on the outside, which also means that you're trying to either think of the past or the future, it's simply going to be a lot of noise. And you're going away from the now, which means that you're just going to end up being more anxious. You're just going to end up being more stressed. You're just going to end up worrying too much. So the wisdom, the answers are within us. And all we need to do is to tune in, not out, to tune inside of us. And allow that guidance to come through. And when it comes through, to trust it, to pay attention to it. So whenever you feel stuck, whenever you feel that you're not getting the answer of how to move forward in life, or an answer or guidance to something that you are trying to figure out, a problem in your life, all you need to do is be in the present moment, or sometimes even they say that if you are ever stuck, you should just leave whatever you're doing and go for a walk, or just go and do some activity, because then you'll be kind of tuned out, or tuned in, might I say. And that's what it is. That's all that matters, because everything is within us. And this I realized after many falls, after many might I say failures, because when I tend to think about it, even from the point of view of health, we are just shifting into, the more we are tuned outside, the more we are shifting into the sympathetic dominant state. The more we are into that state, the more we are shifting our biochemistry, which is not serving our health, our well-being, because we are constantly, the nervous system mistakes that we need to run, we need to hide, we need to fight. And the body just doesn't get a chance to heal, to detoxify, to just carry on with all the activities that it needs to do to maintain itself. And then we just end up purchasing and gulping down a bunch of supplements that they are just sold to us, making us believe that's what's going to help us. And sure, there is, well, that's altogether another discussion, which I have another podcast, like I mentioned earlier, Wellness and Beyond, and I'll place the link in the show notes or in the summary for that. And definitely can check it out. But here we are talking about how to resolve any problem in life. And this is the one formula that I have learned that has been helping me a lot. And do remember that many a times what will come through may not make sense. It might not make sense, but you're going to trust in it. But also remember at the same time to be vigilant, because like I said, the brain is the antenna and it receives a lot of information. And when we also speak of imagination and dreams, well, do you know that our mind that I was talking about registers everything, or you can also call it our higher mind or our multidimensional mind, like I like to call it. It knows everything. It registers, it not just registers everything, but it knows everything. Meaning to say, when I say multidimensional, I also mean it's timeless. It knows the future, it knows the present, it knows the past. And to go into that is a topic for another day. But this part of us, or this energy, this consciousness, as we'd like to call it, our soul, is constantly communicating with this droplet of itself. That is us having a human experience. And it has to be intercepted, or it is always received by the antenna, which is the brain. But that's not the only information that comes through. There's also a lot of other information that comes through from the other energies around us, which also means that when other people think, thoughts are also energy, and everything has frequency and vibration. So you can imagine everything is being received. Like this entire traffic of information and energy around us. For example, a mobile phone or a laptop, when it's connected to the internet, it's connected to the internet, which has everything. Am I right? But then you search for something and you try to find something specific. And that's more or less how this brain, this antenna works. And if you want to tap into that multidimensional, that timeless wisdom, that inner wisdom, then all you got to do is pause, let go, be in the present moment. And I hope that helps, because it has helped me. And let me know what you think. And until next time, see y'all.